148, my IQ. 3.93, my final GPA from Columbia. 4, the number of MBA programs that accepted me. This was also the number to which I applied. All of these facts support one irrefutable point. I, Evangeline Marigold Readweather, am smart. Well, it should have been an irrefutable point. Clearly, there's plenty to refute as I pace my foyer with the manic grace of an elephant in a roid rage. Darcy, my torty kitten, watches in confusion as her person stalks the grounds, in a manner suspiciously similar to her protest against needless food delays. "Stop judging me," I snap at her. Her tiny kitten face tilts to the right, as if to say, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." Also, how stinking adorable am I? She's not wrong. "Stop being so adorable," I add, because obviously bullying a kitten is going to make it totally okay that I invited my ridiculously hot subordinate to my condo tonight, alone. Just to be clear, that fact in itself is not the basis for this current rash of self-recrimination. 2 points to consider here. 1, we have a legitimate, time-sensitive mission that must be addressed in a private location, like a personal residence. 2, his attractiveness, in theory, is completely irrelevant to said time-sensitive covert mission. In fact, attractiveness in a male is not a factor I'm accustomed to considering in my daily interactions. As a female executive in a male-dominated world, my day is packed with men of all types, some attractive, some not, some competent, some not. Some have bad breath, some smell like mint fields, some attempt smarmy charm, others stick to aloof detachment. Some respect me, many don't. So yes, I'm also accustomed to working twice as hard, twice as smart, and twice as dedicated to filtering out potential distractions, like how attractive a man may or may not be.